From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting, underscoring close ties. President Donald Trump and visiting Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi Monday exchanged hugs as they met with reporters at the White House following their first bilateral talks. Mr. Trump said India is a true friend at the White House, while also called for a more balanced trading relationship.
It is important that barriers be removed to the export of U.S. goods into your markets and that we reduce our trade deficit with your country.
Mr. Trump lauded India's tax reform plan and on security said both countries are determined to destroy terrorist organizations. And Mr. Trump had words of warning for North Korea.
The North Korean regime is causing tremendous problems, and it's something that has to be dealt with and probably dealt with rapidly.
Speaking through an interpreter, Mr. Modi insisted on expanding economic ties as mutually beneficial.
I am sure that the convergence between my vision for New India and President Trump's vision for making America great again will add new dimensions to our cooperation.
Mr. Modi's first visit marks an important page, he said, in the history of collaboration and cooperation between the world's most populous democracies. In Nigeria, at least 9 people were killed, several others wounded by several suicide bombers, all but one female in and near Maiduguri, capital of Borno State. Attacks suspected of having been carried out by the insurgency Boko Haram Sunday evening into early Monday. 4 female suicide bombers killed 8 of 9 people near the city of Zinari. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for any of the attacks. This is VOA News.